Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Mobile, Alabama, nestled among the moss-draped oaks and stately antebellum homes, stands a mansion whose history is as mysterious as it is unsettling. Dr. Grimesley's mansion, a sprawling estate built during the height of the antebellum South, has long been the subject of fascination and fear in equal measure. For more than a century, whispers of strange occurrences, ghostly apparitions, and inexplicable sounds have surrounded the mansion, its shadowy past casting a long, dark pall over those who dare to approach. Some say the mansion is haunted by the spirits of those who met tragic ends within its walls. None more so than the mansion's original owner, Dr. Grimesley himself. Built in the mid-1800s, the mansion was a reflection of the wealth and ambition that defined the South during this time. Its grand design, a blend of Greek Revival and Italianate styles, was typical of the wealthy elite in Alabama, who sought to create homes that spoke to their power and status. The towering columns and sweeping verandas were more than just architectural flourishes. They were symbols of a way of life that seemed indestructible. But as history would show, the mansion would soon become the stage for something much darker. Dr. Grimesley, a prominent physician in Mobile, was both respected and feared by the local community. Known for his skill as a doctor, he also garnered a reputation for his eccentricities and, as some whispered, his obsession with the darker aspects of his profession. Some believed he dabbled in treatments that were ahead of their time, while others suggested that he ventured into practices that skirted the line between medicine and something more sinister. Though none could prove the rumors, there was always something unnerving about the way Dr. Grimesley worked, especially when he was alone in the secluded upper rooms of his mansion, far from prying eyes. As the Civil War loomed, Dr. Grimesley's mansion took on a new role in the community. With Mobile strategically important to the Confederate cause, the mansion became a makeshift hospital where soldiers, both Confederate and Union, were brought for treatment. It was during these years that the mansion's dark legacy would take root. With battlefield injuries came death, and the mansion's pristine halls soon echoed with the moans of dying men. Soldiers, gravely wounded, spent their final moments in the care of Dr. Grimesley, who was said to have conducted his treatments with a detached, almost cold precision. Some soldiers, delirious from pain and fever, claimed to have seen terrible things in those hospital rooms, things they could not explain. Few who entered the mansion during the war ever left it alive. After the war, the mansion's role as a hospital ended, but the legacy of death it had acquired remained. The South, now ravaged and struggling to rebuild, left many grand estates like Dr. Grimesley's mansion to fall into disrepair. The once glorious home was no longer the bustling center of activity it had been in its early years. Dr. Grimesley himself grew increasingly reclusive, rarely seen outside of the mansion's towering iron gates. The few who did interact with him spoke of a man who had become haunted, whether by the loss of the Confederacy, the deaths he had witnessed, or something else entirely, no one could say. Then, in the late 19th century, Dr. Grimesley died under circumstances that remain unclear to this day. Some say he died of natural causes, succumbing to old age and the illnesses that often come with it. Others believe his death was far more mysterious, perhaps even violent. What is certain is that his body was buried on the mansion's grounds, in a family plot that now sits overgrown and neglected. But even in death, it seems, Dr. Grimesley could not rest. Not long after his burial, the stories of hauntings began. The most persistent reports involve sightings of Dr. Grimesley himself. Visitors to the mansion have claimed to see a man dressed in 19th century attire wandering the halls, his figure tall and shadowy, always just out of reach. Some have described him standing in the mansion's once grand library, gazing out the window as if lost in thought. Others have seen him in the office where he conducted much of his medical work, his presence marked by the faint scent of ether, an anesthetic he was known to use during surgeries. These apparitions are rarely threatening, but they are unsettling, as though the ghost of Dr. Grimesley is trapped in a loop, repeating the same moments of his life over and over. But while Dr. Grimesley's spirit may be the most famous, it is by no means the only one said to haunt the mansion. The rooms that once served as makeshift hospital wards during the Civil War are believed to be among the most active paranormal sites in the building. Visitors and staff have reported hearing the faint sounds of moaning and cries for help, as though the spirits of wounded soldiers are still trapped within those walls, unable to find peace. Cold spots, sudden drafts, and a pervasive sense of sadness have been noted by those who venture into these rooms. Some have even claimed to see the ghostly figures of soldiers lying in the beds where they once suffered, their faces gaunt and filled with pain. One particularly chilling encounter was reported by a visitor who toured the mansion's upper floors. As they stood in what was once a hospital room, they felt a sudden, overwhelming sense of sorrow, so intense that it brought tears to their eyes. A moment later, they heard a soft, whispering voice say, "Help me!" When they turned, they found the room empty, but the air was thick with the sense of something watching, something unseen. Perhaps the most enigmatic spirit associated with Dr. Grimesley's mansion is the woman in the window. For decades, passers-by have reported seeing the figure of a woman standing in one of the mansion's upper floor windows, gazing out, as if waiting for someone who will never arrive. Dressed in the style of the late 1800s, her face is always obscured, her figure faint and ethereal. Some believe she was one of Dr. Grimesley's patients, a woman who died during one of his surgeries, and whose spirit has remained tied to the place of her death. Others speculate that she may have been someone close to the doctor, perhaps a relative or a lover, who died tragically and whose memory haunts the mansion still. The sightings of the woman in the window are always brief. She is there one moment, gone the next, leaving behind only the faintest trace of her presence, a cold breeze, a flicker of movement in the corner of the eye. But for those who have seen her, the experience is unforgettable. One local resident, walking past the mansion on a warm summer evening, looked up to see the woman standing in the window, her hands pressed against the glass. When the resident called out, the figure simply faded, as though she had never been there at all. Over the years, Dr. Grimesley's mansion has attracted the attention of numerous paranormal investigators, all eager to document the strange occurrences that have been reported. Many of these investigators have come away with evidence that suggests the mansion is indeed haunted. Electronic voice phenomena, disembodied voices captured on recording devices, are among the most compelling pieces of evidence collected. In one recording taken in the mansion's old hospital wing, a voice can be heard faintly saying, "I can't breathe," followed by a series of soft moans. The voice is distant and eerie, as though coming from another time entirely. Thermal cameras used during investigations have also captured strange anomalies. In one particularly unsettling image taken near Dr. Grimesley's former office, a shadowy figure can be seen standing near the door. The figure appears to be that of a man, though the details are blurred and indistinct. Other images show cold spots in rooms where there should be no temperature variation, adding to the belief that the mansion is still inhabited by something otherworldly. But for all the reports of ghostly encounters, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the mansion's age and history create an atmosphere ripe for ghost stories. The creaking of old floorboards, the settling of the building's foundation, and the drafts that sweep through its long, empty hallways could easily explain the strange sounds and cold spots. Others suggest that the mansion's reputation as a haunted site may influence visitors to interpret ordinary events as supernatural. Still, for those who have experienced the paranormal within Dr. Grimsley's mansion, skepticism offers little comfort. There is something about the building, something about the way the shadows move, the way the air feels heavy with history, that makes it impossible to ignore the feeling that you are not alone. The past is not dead here. It lives on, etched into the very walls of the mansion, in the footsteps that echo down its darkened halls, in the faces that appear at the windows, and in the whispers that drift through the night. Today, the mansion stands as a testament to Mobile's complex and often tragic history. Its grandeur, once a symbol of wealth and power, now serves as a reminder of a time long gone, a time marked by war, death, and mystery. For those who believe it is more than just a historical landmark, it is a place where the past and present are forever intertwined, where the spirits of those who lived, worked, and died within its walls still linger, unable or unwilling to move on. As the sun sets over Mobile and the shadows deepen, Dr. Grimsley's mansion stands silent and still, its windows dark, its halls empty. But for those who dare to look closely, there is always the chance that they might see something from the other side.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.